You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeah, so I had to take my son Reed to a birthday party a couple weekends ago, and finally got the green light to talk about this because time has passed. But it has to do with kids' birthday parties and just how ridiculous they become and over the top. It's like you got to be the best parent in the world at these birthday parties.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold your story for a second.
All right.
Can I add a little piece of a stat for you?
Okay. Say no, Jeremy.
No.
I'm going to back you up. I just found, where is my story? Here it is. There's a story that found that the average parent spends something like $450
right
on the birthday. That's the average for the birthday party. That doesn't count the presents.
God.
That's nuts.
So you experience this.
I would say they easily went above and beyond that at this birthday party that I went to.
How old was the kid?
Turning five.
Okay.
Turning 5 years old. That's it. And it was a 101 Dalmatians themed birthday party. Cruella de Vil. Ridiculous. You walk in the door and it smells like puppies right off the bat.
Oh my God.
They had a little petting area. They brought in puppies from a breeder, Dalmatian puppies, easily 10 puppies that all the kids could play with at this birthday party.
Oh my God, this is the first time in my life I've wanted to go to a child's birthday party.
When I walked in the door, I was like, holy crap, I should have brought Emily.
Oh my God.
She would have been on the floor.
I was all prepared to rip this party. And suddenly,
so
I'm
far,
thinking,
pretty good. Huh?
I'm like, that's a pretty cool idea.
I hate these people. That was the first stop. Second stop, they had a cupcake decorating station. White cupcakes, black frosting. You can make your own little Dalmatian cupcake.
Me.
Okay.
Oh, that is so Pinterest-tastic.
It's pretty freaking cute. Third stop, final stop of the birthday party. They brought in an antique fire truck into the neighborhood because Dalmatians on the fire truck.
Oh, for goodness sake.
They gave the kids fire truck rides. Around the neighborhood in this antique fire truck.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, the whole time I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
And I can already read your mind. Because
I'm never going to top this.
Reed has a fifth birthday coming up.
Coming up in July.
And you have to try to equal that
in his
eyes.
I can't do it. I cannot top this birthday party. It was so over the top and so perfect. I hate these people.
Brought in puppies.
Puppies, cupcakes, and fire trucks.
But
are you kidding me?
Fire truck rides?
Are you kidding me, Dom
I
Testa?
Love that. So did they, I bet they all got the little hats, right?
Oh, they all had the little plastic fireman's hats.
And
of course they did.
Your dad, fire chief?
Or right.
He was a former fire chief.
I probably could pull some strings
somewhere.
Yeah,
but now you're copying.
But now I'm copying. Right. I can't do it. I can't bring a fire truck.
So here's what you got to do. You got to get on the phone with the old POTUS, and you got to get Air Force One in here in July for Reed's birthday.
We need a helicopter down here.
Yeah. Something's got to happen.
Helicopter rides.
We call this party envy. And how many parents who are listening to the show right now have taken their kids to a party that was completely over the top?
For a five-year-old.
I mean, this probably was easily $1,000, I would say, for this party.
Do five-year-olds remember things?
That's a great question. That's a fair question.
I think so.
I don't remember diddly about being
five. Well, I guess they will. Who's going to forget a charming, magical ride with puppies and a cupcake on an antique fire truck?
Plus, today, there's 8 billion photographs and 800 videos and probably a YouTube channel dedicated to it.
Jeremy, what's it like to be a horrible father?
I know. I was just going to get a bounce house. No, I can't do that.
Lame.
Look, here's our number, 303-631-1MIX. Oh, the pressure being a parent. Here's Isabella. Hello, Isabella.
Hello.
What can you
How
tell
you?
Me?
So, I used to live in Maine with my mom, and right across the street from us, there was an old lady, and she had 4 grandkids. And on Halloween one year, her youngest grandson turned 7 on Halloween. And they had 3 petting zoos, 2 bouncy houses, and like a trick-or-treat street going around all of the doors in the house. And it was like they had a corn maze in the backyard, and this was his birthday party.
No,
it wasn't even considered a Halloween party.
Oh my God. Did you get to go crash this party?
If you count jumping in a bouncy house, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I do count.
You have to.
We count that, Isabella.
Shots.
Listen, thanks for being on the show. Here's Julie. Hello, Julie.
Hi.
What do you got for me?
Well, I used to nanny in the D.C. area and in Arlington, Virginia. And all of the birthday parties were over the top. However, this one in particular was crazy. The parents turned their basement into a kid-friendly club. They installed mood lighting, installed a disco ball, had kid-friendly beats going on, and these are twins, 4-year-olds. Now,
wait a minute. It's for how old? How old?
Twins, 3-year-olds.
3-year-olds.
Yeah. And there was a club.
This wasn't even the only thing. Yeah. They had a face painter. They had Elsa there. They catered in barbecue. And then they shut down the street in front of their house to put up multiple bouncy areas.
Ugh.
Bouncy obstacle courses, bouncy houses. Shut down the street for it.
You have to get permits for that.
That's
crap.
Pretty good.
Yeah. For a 3-year-old.
I love the club in the basement.
Right, so
the
we're talking
club.
Like Vegas.
Right. I mean, they had to have spent, you know, at least $3,000, if not significantly more.
A little dance party down there to kids' bops.
Let's just tell it like it is. Eventually you get to the point, and I know this is going to be sound harsh, but it's true. Eventually you get to the point where it has nothing to do with your kids anymore. Now it is purely.
That's all it is.
It's purely to impress other parents.
That's all it is, man. It's bragging, right?
But you know what? It's really, really great that we're setting realistic standards for our children.
It's good for the economy. It's good for the economy.
You know, stimulating the economy.
Yeah. There's that little 3-year-old boy is going to grow up, and when no woman can ever make him happy, his mother is going to be like, this is what I wanted the entire time for my son to be with me always.
Now get back in my womb. Get in there.
Julie, thanks for the call. That really is it. You know what? It's just one-upmanship with the parents. It's becoming a little obvious, right? Isn't it becoming a little see-through?
Yes,
now?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cave to that.
Don't cave to
I'm
it,
not
going
to cave to
Look,
that.
Dig your heels
We're
in.
We're going to have lukewarm pizza. And
yeah, throw a couple burgers on the grill.
And a bounce house with a hole in it. Have fun, kids.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.